KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
State and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Are we on? Yes, thank you. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:05. You know what you have to, since we have a new board, you have to retrain everybody. You know, this board, we have to slide things instead of turning them, and Bad Bob is sitting there in a fit of pique because he was having a problem with his headphones. He goes, oh, we never had that capability before. But we've had that capability of turning on the sound, though, right, Bad Bob?
Yes, sir.
Oh, is yours on?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. It is May the 4th. My gosh, and we're just... What happened to April, Bad Bob?
I don't know. It's zipping on... It just zipped right on by.
Yeah, now it's May. You guys, you know what? You have tonight, you got cats. You know, we've got a set of tickets here for Richard. And Richard, you haven't come down and picked them up yet, I don't think. But give us a call and tell us what you want to do with that, because they're too good of tickets to just let just languish here. And, of course, tomorrow night is Merle Haggard. And we were lucky enough to have a recording and talk to Merle yesterday and talk about his career, talk about what's going on tomorrow. We'll be playing that later, too. Today we've got to have Gary Cadd going to come in. We're going to talk about city council. We've got other people coming in, calling in from throughout the area, talking about politics, and we're going to talk about the loss of a young Redding man over in Afghanistan. We want to talk about that today, too. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to continue with, of course, the Osama bin Laden questions. You know, the thing about this is this has started, of course, as soon as they caught him. Now the questions have started. But our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. If you think it's true, do you think they got him, or you think that, no, it's not true, they didn't get him, which is kind of an interesting concept. If you have any, you know, if you want to talk about it, something stuck in your craw, or you can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. Just go to KCNR1460.com and click on Play Now, and you can get into our chat room, and you don't have to register or anything. You just can get into the chat room and start talking. We've already got a couple people in there already. And the the thing about the chat room or calling in, it allows you to have your say in what's going on. There's a lot of things going on, anywhere from looking like PG&E may raise its rates, which doesn't impact on people if you live here with REU. Of course, you know, REU's been raising its rates because for a variety of reasons, and there's lawsuits against this. Well, you know, you look at the front page of the Record Searchlight, and the ACLU and the Reading Tea Party groups are banding together to fight a leaflet ban at the public library. And it just, to me, it just seems like a lot of ado about nothing. What is it, a much ado about nothing? A tempest in a teapot? When this thing, it seems to me, could have been settled a lot easier without lawsuits, which means money. And, you know, whether it's a, you know, I don't think either side's, look, I don't think that the ACLU or the Pappas and his group are looking for money. I just think they want to change. But why can't we just, this is something, my friends, that we ought to be able to figure out, sit down at a table and go, hey, come on, let's do this. But no, it's gone to litigation. You know, that's, to me, is there's something missing here somewhere. There's something missing in here somewhere that says we can't sit down and discuss what it can be handed out at a library, or what is the big thing about handing items out at the library, or being able to give out items at the library, a place where the freedom of speech should be paramount. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking of bin Laden, but we're going to talk also about a young man, which is a lot more important, 23-year-old Preston Dennis. of Reading. We're going to talk about him. You need to hear about him. Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, Linda is still recovering from eye surgery. And we'll be back tomorrow. It's 7:10 in the morning. It's May the 4th. We're going to come back with the news. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game. $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play Bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian Bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's still recovering from that eye operation. It's 7:13 in the morning on May the 4th. And let's see what the weather is there, Bad Bob.
Could get up to about 90 degrees today. North winds gusting as high as 26 miles an hour. Tonight's low around 55. A little bit cooler tomorrow, high near 88. Right now, 59 degrees downtown Reading. This report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, in Anselmo Vineyards, you know, this weekend they have a big Mother's Day thing going, of course, on Mother's Day. Doesn't that make sense? They're sold out, though. But if you call them at 474-5546, I'm sure you'll be able to get in on Saturday for the great brunch and the dinners and also the music that's going on out there. Just give them a call, 474-5546. I believe we're going to be out there on one of those days and just to enjoy ourselves out at Anselmo's. Sad news. You know, everybody's talking about Bin Laden being killed last week. 23-year-old Preston Dennis, an Army specialist of Reading, died Thursday during the second tour in Afghanistan due to an IED, an improvised explosive device. And his parents live here and his sisters. He's survived by his wife, Heather, his mother, Martha, sisters, Angie and Amanda. They're all from Reading. He graduated from Modoc High in Alturas, went to the College of the Siskiyous, was like class president there. And it's that his mother, Martha Mix, said, "My son paid the ultimate price for what he believed in, and he did it for everyone he loved, and that was everyone who met or even knew him." And his wife of 2 years, Heather, they met at Dutch Brothers Coffee Shop in Reading. And he hoped to enter a career in law enforcement. They're going to, he's on his way back now. He's back in U.S. right now at Dover Air Force Base, and they're waiting to tell him at what point he'll be back in California. And he's going to be honored up at IGO, the way I understand it, at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery there. We don't know when, but we'll be sure to tell you. And it would, I think it would be fitting if we all showed up for that and said goodbye to another hero. You know, another hero whose death got little notice, and because of Osama bin Laden being taken down. And we'll talk about Osama bin Laden here. It seems like there's more and more coming out on it. The SEALs that went in, one of the helicopters had overheated and come down hard. SEALs got out, entered the compound. They were flex-cuffing people. They were fighting. And it's not clear if bin Laden fired first or even if that he was armed. You know, and frankly, I'm not sure that that bothers me. I mean, it doesn't concern me. I guess I should put it that way. They're going into dark rooms. They're coming in there. They're pumped up. There's fighting going on, and they're entering a room. Bin Laden was killed. I'm not sure that if he fired first is a big thing. I know that the pregnant woman that was killed at 9/11 in the World Trade Towers was not armed. Now, here's something I thought was really, you want to talk about bad taste. Here's Diane Sawyer on, what's today, Wednesday? So on Tuesday, I'm sorry, on Monday, I think they have the show called Dancing with the Stars. And it's, you know, it's probably one of the most highly rated shows on TV. Well, halfway through the show, Diane Sawyer comes on and they flick on pictures from inside the compound, inside the room, blood on the floors and all this, saying, "We're going to have an extensive news story on this on Nightline." And I sat there and I thought about this. I thought, you know, Has it come to that you break in on shows that's probably has a lot of teenagers, a lot of younger people in it, and you talk and you have to flash the pictures of the blood instead of just talking about it? It's just, you know, it just seems it was tacky. And of course they did it twice. And I don't know what the stories were, but I did see a story that they did yesterday on the SEALs. And the SEALs, you know, you have to admire the SEALs and their perseverance and their, and I'm not talking about just the SEAL team, but what it takes to become a U.S. Navy SEAL. It's tough, but they made them sound like superhuman beings. And as one of them will tell you, that's not true. You know, it's they're survivors. They're not super people. They're survivors. That they survive under all conditions, and they get the job done. Now, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back. But there's some other parts of this whole thing with bin Laden that I just want to start kicking around here. You know, just to kind of, you know, not, you know, just to kind of start finishing up some thoughts on this, code names, photos, and conspiracy theories. But first, I want to remind you again of 23-year-old Preston Dennis, killed in action, Kandahar province in Afghanistan.
call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone. Order online at waterworkspark.com or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Tickets are now on sale for the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's still under the weather with her eye. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And you were chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com. 7:23 in the morning on May the 4th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite. Doug Tooley, been in the business since 1985. He can give you such a great deal. He can get you 100 channels for less than $30. But you got to talk to him about it. He can get you free HD for life. He's local. Don't call the 800 number. If you call the 800 number, you won't be getting Doug Tooley. And Doug is a local guy. He's a veteran. He does a lot of good things around the community. So give him a call at 244-1988. Okay. You know, let's go on. You know, there was a code name. I guess this came out. Geronimo, E-K-I-A. That was the flash message that went out. Geronimo, E-K-I-A, enemy killed in action. And I guess Bin Laden's code name was Geronimo. Well, you can just imagine where this one's going to. Yes, it's already started. The part of the our Native Americans and the tribal associations have already started coming up, and they've come up swinging. And you know what? I think, ordinarily it's go, hey, let's take it easy here, but I see where they're coming from. Here we are linking the America's number one public enemy, the number one terrorist in the world, in our, in our opinion, and we're linking him to a Native American, fighter.
this could have been better thought out.
I think he could have. I mean, you could have called him anything. I mean, you know, it could have called, you know. Personally, I think they've got a right to be upset about this. I mean, come on. I mean, is this the only name we could come up with a terrorist murderer? Is Geronimo? I mean, this is the same name that was used when paratroopers jumped out of airplanes during the battle, you know, of Normandy and, you know, and on D-Day. They were yelling Geronimo, you know, as a mark of courage and a mark of, you know, of solidarity. And we're using the same term for Bin Laden. I just find that amusing in one way, but sad in another, that we can't come up with something better than that. Photos and conspiracy theories. Okay. Already the conspiracy theories are starting. I've asked people around here, what do you think? You think he's dead? And the first question, I'm not sure. I don't know. I think he's, you know, I think they're just doing this to take the heat off the administration. Well, the first thing that the administration is going to have to do is they're going to have to release a photo or a series of photos. Yes, they're going to be gruesome. Yes, somebody's been shot in the head. So what? They're going to have to do it. And they're going to have to probably release more at that because people are just not going to believe the government.
I don't even think this administration would be so blind as to attempt something that could blow up so thoroughly in their faces. No, I'm going to buy it.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm thinking is, you know, if you're going to go out and you're going to say, yes, we had a two-man sniper team kill Bin Laden, we cut his head off, and then we threw it away. Okay, that to me is like, okay, that's really pushing it right there. But you've got a number of SEALs that go into a compound, they're going in shooting, they take down somebody, and then, you know, the only question would be then is how do you prove it? They bring the body back, they're sure that the guy's in there, they go by the description, they go by what he looks like, and then they do a DNA. Now, what is the purpose of making this all up? I just don't, you know, I mean, it's a type of thing is if they're trying to say it wasn't him and everybody's in on this, that's going to fall apart. If they're going to say that they've had him for a long time and they just decided to do it now, you know, that could be. They may have known he was, you know, I think they were talking about he was there. They were probably putting eyes on target months ago when this happened. But I think when you get down into conspiracy theories is that people just in general don't want to believe something, and especially the government, specifically the government. And this has been going on for a long time. You can talk about, you know, it started in 9/11 or even way before that when the Kennedy assassination, when people to this day don't believe, and they will still argue you into a frazzle, is, was he shot by one man? I have very, very intelligent, you know, learned friends that will argue that one. No, it couldn't have been. I've seen the photos. I know what I'm talking about. So conspiracy theories are going to continue to abound about this one, too. They do need to show the photo. Again, the fact is that I believe that Obama made the right decision, and Osama bin Laden was taken down. I think President Obama made the right decision in sending in a team instead of a bomb. I wrote a little bit about that. I think sending in individuals is to make sure of something, and they did it. And it was in, again, grave danger. They deep into not an enemy nation, but a nation that may not have been our friends in that particular place, went in to make sure of something, and not just a bomb that said to whom it may concern. So, then the next question, of course, and this is the last part we'll talk about because we have a number of people calling in here, is that did enhanced interrogation procedures produce the information that eventually led to Bin Laden's death? Jose Rodriguez of the CIA, who was under fire for being part of this enhanced interrogation procedure, says it was information they got from the big guys in a variety of areas, but the enhanced interrogation techniques led to finding Obama's courier, which then led to Bin Laden's courier, and then to the attack. So that's a big question. Did that happen? And okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. We've got like 10 seconds. This is Carl and DeBott. This is
Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a slow start on Wall Street as investors weigh a round of proposed mergers against a weaker-than-expected employment report. The blue chips dipping lower at the opening bell, and just around 10 o'clock Eastern, they were down roughly 55 points. A pair of job-related reports out today ahead of Friday's government jobs report. Payroll processing firm ADP says the private sector added 179,000 jobs in April. That's 19,000 jobs shy of the estimate economists were expecting. It's the lowest increase in 5 months. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas said employers announced plans to lay off 36,000 workers in April, their third lowest level in 16 months. The government sector accounted for more than one quarter of the planned job cuts. Challenger also reported an increase in the number of jobs companies are planning to add. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, then I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. The Veterans Public Art Project Committee has identified three unique submissions which will enhance our new facility and provide a clear veteran flavor for all to see. We are seeking to make these enhancements without taxpayer dollars and are asking for your help. The committee has arranged a fundraiser dinner at the Anderson Veterans Hall on East Center Street on May 14th at 5:30. The $10 cover charge will go toward funding the Veterans Public Art Project. Dinner will be available inside as well as patriotic performances by a 27-piece ensemble and singing by Linda Bott and Joe Catania. So mark your calendars for Saturday, May 14th to attend the Shasta County Veterans Service Office Public Art Project fundraiser at the Veterans Hall in Anderson. I'll see you there.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still a little bit under the weather from that little IHOP she had. It's 7:34 in the morning on May the 4th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's gives you that cup of Java that's made just right. And now it's starting to get a little bit warmer, so they have those icy drinks, too, that are even better when it's fixed by people who know what they're doing. Also, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. So I would go down there to 2143 Hilltop Drive to Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley, friends, and they serve our community and they support our community. Okay, our guest is calling on the lines. Good morning, Rabbi.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. This is Rabbi Shifrin, and who's called in this morning and is has been in our area. I believe you were up here to speak to the Tea Party.
Correct.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Shifrin, you know, you are a man of many facets. I've never met you, and somebody called and said to see about having you on the show. And one of the things when I read your bio is that the surfing rabbi.
I started surfing at Malibu Beach in 1962, and I've been surfing ever since. I'm one of those longboard surfers that doesn't know when to quit.
Well, it sounds like of all the things you're members of, and one of them is a Malibu Surfing Association. But we're not having you on to talk about surfing. You have spoken to you've been on many shows and spoken to hundreds and hundreds of groups of people. Can you tell us just a little bit more about yourself though before we start?
Well, Carl, the main thing that I do is I'm a teacher. I've been teaching in Los Angeles City Schools for 25 years. And, you have to, if you're a teacher that really cares, you have to cry a tear or two to see which direction our youth is going, what's happening to our country, and why we're being totally sucker punched by people living in caves 10,000 miles away, frankly. And I draw the dots, connect the dots between what goes on here in America with our attitudes, our schools, our youth, and the indifference that the kids have nowadays toward patriotism and God and country. And I directly connect those dots to Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden is the tip of the iceberg. The foundation of that iceberg rests in our schools and the direction of our country, where we're going. 60 years ago, there would never be an Osama bin Laden. Everybody in America understood that it was us against the communists, and we needed to prevail if liberty was to survive. And everybody was on board with that fight, and we did prevail. And we had a president named Ronald Reagan that understood that there is such a thing as evil, and there is such a thing as good. And nowadays, Carl, we've lost sight of that. It's unfortunate. You know, like I told last night at a Tea Party meeting up in Reading, I said, well, those SEALs that took care of our man here, they're going to come home, and they're going to return to an America that is enabling terrorism, that is actually fostering terrorism.
And how does the U.S. foster terrorism?
Real simple. Well, we've got armed, radical Islamic camps all over the United States, and everybody knows about it. You can go find them on the Internet. These land in the word BOD, like Islamabad. They're in New York. They're in Oregon. They're in Tennessee. They're all over the place, and they're training terrorists to kill us. Now, the problem is that we don't have the political guts or the will to say it what it is. And unfortunately, we've got the Muslim Brotherhood, where they do not hide their intent to go to a caliphate, an Islamic state, to impose Sharia law wherever they are. And we have imams in this country right now that will tell you that that's what they want to do. So I don't understand how it is in America, where we've been attacked, where we lost 3,000 of our citizens. And by the way, there was no rights you know, last-minute rites done to them before they leaped out of those windows. Nobody massaged them or put any oils or any anointments on them. They leaped to their death, unlike the scum that we took care of a few days ago.
Well, you know, the part that you were talking about the training camps, we've had on we had on the gent that did the documentary on that, and it's been on national TV, like you said, and that's been well over a year ago, you know, that talking about the training camps and what's going on with that. But Rabbi, well, yeah, please, well, we're going to have to take a break right now, and we'll come on back and we'll continue this discussion here. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:40 in the morning. Our guest, Rabbi Shiffrin, talking about terrorism, talking about training camps here in the United States. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good old mom. She cooks, cleans, does the laundry, drives you around, helps with schoolwork, and so much more. On her special day, join us at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for our very special Mother's Day brunch. She deserves it. Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. Mother's Day favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp, plus a couple of special chef creations whipped up just for Mother's Day. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and the best mom ever. It's an entertainment sensation you'll only find at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving your mom this Sunday for Mother's Day brunch, where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindebach, Linda's still under the weather a little bit with that eye at 7:45 in the morning on May the 4th. Our guest is Rabbi Shiffrin, and the reason we played that is because the rabbi is also known as the surfing rabbi. And, you know, I just want to know, that was in your honor there, sir.
I love it.
Okay, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about is training camps here in the United States. And, you know, that is something that, unfortunately, is from what I've seen, unless there's been changes in the last couple of years, is absolutely true. One of the things that you've spoken about is Sharia law. and the impact that it has. You've spoke over, and I believe, in Great Britain.
That's correct. I spoke several times on behalf of the English Defense League. And for those of you that are, those of your listeners who are not aware, in England, I was introduced to a phenomena that was absolutely appalling, where they have these areas called no-go zones. Now, it sounds fairly innocuous when you hear it. Well, a no-go zone. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means if you're white and you're Christian, you don't go there, because these are heavily populated Muslim areas, and you have a real good chance of not coming out alive if you go into these areas. I myself, as an Orthodox rabbi, am easily identified, and I can tell you I had several confrontations over there that were very unpleasant. Now imagine. Imagine in this country, Carl, if you have a no-go zone for blacks only. What would we do? What would the ACLU think? Or whites only? Or Mexicans only? I think every American knows what I'm talking about. This is outrageous, and it's a heinous thing. But yet, it's tolerated in Britain. Why? Because they've lost their will to survive over there.
Well, hasn't there? Hasn't the Prime Minister has just come out in a real in a speech a few weeks ago talking about how this multiculturalism is not working in Britain?
Yeah, he can talk all he wants, Carl, but the bottom line is, if you're driving around London at a certain time of day, you ain't going to get to where you want to go, because there's people prostrated all over the streets, bowing down to Mecca, massive amounts of human beings blocking traffic. Now, can you imagine in downtown Reading or Stockton or Sacramento, where businessmen that had to make it to meetings on time were delayed hours long because of people laying down the streets? What would we as Americans do, and what would we think? And I think that your listeners kind of get the idea here.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make any difference if it's religion or just anybody blocking the streets. Is you have to open that up.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. Let's connect a few more dots. What if there were Christians with Bibles in their hands lying down the streets and they wanted to pray? What would the ACLU do about that?
Well, they would do, I would hope, is that we would bring in the proper law enforcement to make sure that these streets are clear.
I mean, whether
it doesn't make any difference whether it's Christian, Muslim, or Wiccans. If they if they're impeding traffic, and this is that, you know, it's everybody's right to be able to have freedom of movement.
Right. Here's my point. You bring a good point, but let me just say this. There are so many people in this country that will outlaw religion and Christianity and Judaism and whatever. There are forces that are very evil in this country right now, and the reason that they are allowed to go on is because we have people embedded at the highest echelons of our military and political system that are in bed with these people. And we're talking about billions and billions of dollars to universities. You've got the King Faisal, chair of Islamic studies here and there and everywhere, where they spend billions of dollars with the blandishments that they give to these universities. So we have on hand presently a whole system in place ready to subvert our culture. And I don't think Americans really get what's going on, because after all, we are a tolerant society. We get along with everybody. Why is it now that multiculturalism in the last 10 or 20 years has become the hit star, the pop star?
Now, when you say there's in the head of the military, or you mean in the Department of Defense?
Absolutely.
And what methods are they going to use?
Oh, look at the guy that killed these people at Fort Hood.
Right, the major.
People knew about him. They knew about him way in advance of the killings. They tried to out him, they said stuff, and they were dissed because they didn't want to upset Muslims.
Well, from what I understand is they had six members or six people in the military, including going all the way up to a general officer, that were all punished for not doing something about this.
Yeah, but in the meantime, 14 Americans are dead.
That's true. That's
now,
true.
This is happening
that should have
all
never
over
happened.
America. It's absurd. It's after the fact. After the blood is cleaned up, then we investigate. Instead of taking proactive measures, we cannot fight these people because we will not agree that we are at war. Now, if I, as a Jew, were to say, you know what? I want this country to be a Jewish state, and I'm going to die for it. Well, hello, what would happen to me?
Oh, you'd probably get your opportunity.
Yeah, well, with the way things are in this country, this multiculturalism thing, when I was young, I'm assuming I'm younger than you, we had Catholics, we had Jews, we had Protestants, we have Irish, we have Russians, Italians, Armenians, Koreans, Japanese, Chinese. There was none of this nonsense. All we did was go to school and do our homework and work hard for the American dream.
We were one culture, is what you're saying.
No one ever dared think that, well, I'm an Irish American. I'm a Protestant American. I'm a Hindu American. That never occurred. Why have things changed? Well, because there's an agenda. And these people are playing the victim while they're sucker punching us and killing us and arranging for future 9/11s. In the meantime, Congress has to answer to quote unquote anti-Muslim phobia.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rabbi. We have to break in. We have to break for a commercial here, and we'll come on back after this for our last segment. And we'll talk about what you see here and there is the future, and what can be done to stop this. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:51 in the morning. Our guest is Rabbi Shiffrin from the SecureCalifornia.org. This is his website. And join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. and Salmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:55 in the morning on May 4th. It's 61 degrees out there. It's going to get up to about 90. It's going to be a great day. And our guest today is Rabbi Shiffrin. And the rabbi is talking about Sharia law, the fact that what's going on in our country that, in his opinion, says is that it's setting us up for even more attacks instead of less attacks after Bin Laden has been killed. Good morning, Rabbi, and welcome back.
Thank you.
There's a number of things that, you know, you read, you know, across my desk all the time. The changes in Europe, the fact that that it's almost too late in Europe just due to the numbers, that it's going to, that it's just a matter of time till the Islamic culture takes over in parts of Europe.
Yeah, the numbers are very bad, Carl. The English and the French and the Germans and the Scandinavians, they're simply wedded to a suicide pact. They are in a death grip. They see death as their alternative, and they're going to get it. They will not have babies. They're more interested in, you know, creative sorts of sex, but when it comes to raising children, that's not their forte.
You're talking about the Europeans themselves, Great Britain and France and those.
1.1 is the average of the British birth rate. Of course, that will not reproduce their society. They're losing people. In another 20 years, Britain will be a Muslim country. But I will say this. I am very, very close to the English Defense League, one of on the forefront of the people that are out there protesting, organizing against radical Islam. I'm very, very friendly with the top leadership. They're dear friends, and these people are patriots of the first order. And I know that they are not going to go down without a fight. I think, Carl, what we're seeing here is before our eyes in this generation, we will witness another crusade to rid once and for all the radical. I'm not talking about people that are normal, that want to go to work and raise their children and prosper like you and I. I'm talking about people with an agenda. And I think that we will see in our lifetime a new crusade. And it's going to be something like this. It's going to be you either renounce Sharia law, you renounce the caliphate, or this coming of the new order for Muslims, whatever they want to call it.
We have 2 minutes.
Or else we're going to just have to ask you to leave our country.
Okay, you don't see a bloodshed, a bloodbath then, or something like that.
Well, I mean, it just depends.
Yeah.
Will these people want to go back to Pakistan and Afghanistan?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Okay, we've got like a minute and a half left. Some of the things you're saying are just, you know, that's just numbers and statistics that are facts that you can see that. Is it all, I mean, with this minute we have left, is it all gloom and doom, Rabbi?
America's a different country, sir. We are gun owners, we are independent, we are free thinkers, we're pioneers, and we don't like kowtowing to people telling us what to do. And this is my hope. We have, God bless the NRA and God bless the Tea Parties, and may their numbers increase. They are on the forefront of fighting for our liberties. In the schools, we've got a real challenge. When a teacher like myself has to stand up before the class and tell everybody at the time of the Pledge of Allegiance, please stand up, put your hand over your heart, and no one does it, out of a class of 45, they don't feel like it, or they want to eat their Fritos or have their Hershey bar.
We have 30 seconds left.
We've got problems. So what we need to do is reach deep down into our heritage as Americans and figure out what is it that kept us free. and it was our self-sacrifice, our belief in God, and
hey,
our Constitution.
Rabbi, I've got to break in here. You're, the Rabbi Shifrin, his website is securecalifornia.org. Rabbi, thank you very much. We got a break for the news. This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Right after Osama bin Laden was cut down by Navy SEAL bullets, we were cautioned terrorists could seek revenge. And while there have been no specific threat warnings, TSA Director John Pistol tells Congress,
TSA will continue to evaluate and implement screening measures based on the latest intelligence. We ask the traveling public to remain vigilant and report immediately any suspicious activity.
Now, there's still no photo released of bin Laden's bloody corpse. What we are getting is more info about the raid and the terror leader's hideout. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, when Navy SEALs got there, they encountered a facility built for deception and possible assault, including a brick wall behind what looked like the main door. Also, those couriers who came and went from the compound, they had Pakistani citizenship, but at least one of them was born in Kuwait, and that would have stood out in that small Pakistani town. And congressional sources tell Fox News could take some time to evaluate all the data on the computers and hard drives taken from the compound because, Dave, there was so much of it.
Rich, an accused bully, pleads guilty in Massachusetts in the case of a girl so distraught she killed herself. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Dave, 15-year-old Phoebe Prince took her life last year in South Hadley, Massachusetts after repeatedly being bullied by classmates. One of those classmates, 18-year-old Sean Mulvey-Hill, cops a plea and gets 1 year probation and community service. Four others have agreed to plea deals, which the Prince family says will allow them to avoid the pain of going to trial, Dave.
Jeff, there is fear the rising Mississippi River could flood areas from Louisiana up to Missouri, where farmers lost a lot of land when the Army Corps of Engineers blew a hole in a levee to spare the town of Cairo, Illinois.
I hope it has worked for somebody. I'd hate to think we did all this for nothing.
The Corps could breach more levees as river relief valves. The economy's service sector grew last month, but at the slowest pace since last summer. And that has stocks selling on Wall Street, the Dow down 88 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Is Muammar Gaddafi alive? The CIA thinks so, however.
Gaddafi has not been seen publicly since a weekend airstrike that killed his 29-year-old son and three grandchildren. Authorities here say Gaddafi, who was in a home targeted by NATO, escaped unharmed and has been meeting with tribal leaders.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller in Tripoli, Libya. There have been airstrikes west of there today and reports that Gaddafi's forces have been shelling rebels near Misrata. Palestinians are uniting, two rival factions agreeing to work together.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas saying at the signing ceremony that the Palestinians had turned the, quote, black page of division. The agreement, denounced by Israel, calls for an interim government to rule until presidential and parliamentary elections can be held next year. An aide to Abbas saying the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East Quartet, among others, should drop their demand that Hamas recognize Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu, meanwhile, meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, trying to garner support for Israel ahead of an expected U.N. General Assembly vote in favor of unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state in September. In Jerusalem, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Now, Osama bin Laden's death has affected a lot of people. No one, perhaps, quite like a teacher in Texas.
Days after the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil, Robert Bonta of El Paso, Texas, decided to take a stand. The elementary school teacher telling students he wouldn't cut his hair until the Al-Qaeda leader was caught. Nearly a decade later, Bonta is preparing to bid farewell to his long locks.
Osama bin Laden was dead, and immediately I got phone calls, texts, messages, everything,
It's time to get your hair cut. It's time to get your hair cut.
But Bonta admits to cutting corners on his pledge with the occasional trim to get rid of split ends. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
And we're paying more at the pump. AAA puts the self-serve regular's national average at $3.98 a gallon. That is just 13 cents shy of the all-time high. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 on May the 4th. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Like I said, 8:05 in the morning, it is 62 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be a great day. It looks like it's going to be sunshiny, go all the way up almost to 90. The weather's always brought to you by, Weather Report is always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyards. They've got a big weekend going with the Mother's Day, of course. I believe they're almost sold out, but you might want to give them a call at 474-5546. We're going to have music this weekend. They're going to have a beautiful weekend. It's a great place to go for brunches, to go up there for dinners. Again, call Anselmo Vineyards. It's just a short drive out of Palo Cedro at 474-5546. You know, before I introduce our next guest, I want to talk a little bit about our last guest, Rabbi Shifrin. His website, I believe, is securecalifornia.org. I'm sorry, securecalifornia.org. I'm sorry, com.com. When I hear that, you know, the things that you said about the, you know, about the training camps here in the United States, we did a story on that, well over a year ago. So is that happening? Well, yes. I mean, they used to be, but, you know, who knows now? I see no reason that they wouldn't still be there unless the government really cracked down on them. And what can you crack down on them for? Except, you know, if you were a militia, I know at times they've probably go after people. You know, the other thing is that the Europeans are having a tussle with the Islamic faith over there. They've got whole neighborhoods that did not assimilate. Part of what happens when you migrate to a country, when you immigrate to a country, is that you assimilate into the country. You assimilate their culture, you assimilate their language, their dress, and you become a member of that culture. The problem is that when people migrate and they set up their own enclaves or own neighborhoods, their own areas, and their own, and they don't want to assimilate into the culture. If anything, it will go the other way and they will assimilate the culture into them. But the way that you make your country stronger with legal immigration is by taking the best facets of another culture and blending them into ours and taking the strengths of both and making it stronger. Not by keeping two cultures separate and then having that lead to conflict. Changing the culture of the country that you've come into, and even though that you are a minority in that country, to change that culture, to want to live under where you were before. I mean, it's like if you moved from New Jersey to Prescott, Arizona, and said, no horses. We're not going to have any horses here because it's just not what we'd have in New Jersey. Well, guess what? You moved to Prescott, Arizona. And, you know, we have horses here. We do have horses in our backyard, and that's just the way it's going to be. Now, you think that's funny, but that's true. That's what happened down in Prescott. That's what happened down in Prescott, Arizona. People wanted to live there. They moved there because it was so beautiful and it was just what they wanted. Then they wanted to change it. So there's something wrong there. Anyway, you know, do we need to be on the alert? Yes. Do we need to have, you know, keep looking at our school systems? Yes. Do we need to be alert about what can happen? Yes. But just remember that as angry as we get at the school systems and the level of education and all this, just remember it was those school systems that are out there now that produced those SEALs that went into Pakistan. It is that school system that produces those young men and women that fight for our country. It's those school systems that continue to produce the intellectuals and the doctors and the lawyers that care, and it continue to fight on for this country. So, yes, we may have questions. We may want to, you know, we want to have to keep alert But let's not just draw a completely dark picture is what I'm saying. Hey, we've got to take a break. When we come back, our guest is Gary Cadd. He is the Free Fire Media correspondent to City Hall. And when we get back, we'll talk to him. This is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
No activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing.
Take me fishing because our boat's cooler than any video game.
It's a great opportunity to talk, to laugh, to reconnect.
Take me fishing because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Make family bonding and your fishing or camping trip even more enjoyable when you get there in your new RV from Harrison's Marine and RV. Come see the large selection of top-of-the-line RVs, all at the best prices of the year. Drive a little for big savings at Harrison's Marine and RV, your boating and RV headquarters at I-5 and Oasis.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:13 in the morning on May the 4th. 62 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Lea on 1751 Hartnell Avenue. This man does great work. We have him look at our eyes. You ain't got two of them, so you want to have them taken care of. And this man knows what he's doing. This doctor is good. He's the one that suggested that Linda needs to have that eye of hers looked at, and so which led to her having retinal laser tacking down a torn retina, which could have caused a severe problem, but he caught that and sent us out to another great doctor. Anyway, Dr. Lea has everything. He's got all types of packages, eyewear packages. He'll work with you. If you don't have any insurance, no problem. He'll work with you on that. Contact lenses, glasses for the whole family. That's Dr. Joseph Lea at 223-2325. He's out on Hartnell Avenue. And if you need to have your eyes examined, this is the man to go check. Our guest, wearing his glasses, I almost feel like calling you, like, doctor.
No.
Okay. Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
It seems like it's been a long time since we saw you.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks this time, I guess. So. Yeah.
One of the first things last night, the city gave a presentation of appreciation to Michelle Godert and Dr. Randy Smith for their 8 years of service on the Redding City Planning Commission. And Diane Kempley and John Michael Ryan will be replacing them, stepping up onto that commission, I should say. Then there also, last night, one of the items was the action plan and funding recommendations relative to the Community Development Block Grant Program and Home Investment Partnership. And the council moved forward with that. There's a whole list of various agencies and nonprofits where this money is going to go to. Two were mentioned last night because there was a possible conflict. Mrs. Sullivan is a board member for Women's Refuge, and they're listed there. And then also Mr. Dickerson's a board member of the Youth Violence Prevention Council. But it was ruled there was no conflict because neither one of them receive any money for their service that they do on these boards. Then also there's the option for the public safety program proposal and utilization plan. And what this basically is vehicle license funds that come back to the city from the state. And these funds come back for the Redding Police Department. And there's roughly $700,000 that comes back. It's a $1.4 million, I believe, goes to the county, and $700,000 goes to the city. This money will be coming this present year, but next year it's in doubt and it may not be coming. So this could be a $700,000
reduction. This is the extension of those vehicle licensing fees that's right. Going on about, and the big fight is, do we vote on this? Do we let them, or we let them sunset? And how will you replace them? And we've had both Senator LaMalfa and Assemblyman Nielsen on. And their idea is to put it into something that's not tied to a whim, or a fee like this, is to put it put it in the budget.
Right.
Unfortunately, though, if that doesn't work with their Democratic counterparts, we could be out $2 million in law enforcement monies here soon, because it sunsets in June.
That's right. So we've got some real problems staring us in the face, not to mention that the city is already looking at cutting close to $3 million.
That we're already broke, and that we're in the 185th place that people want to live.
Right. That's all starting to weigh us down.
I shouldn't have even giggled about that. But sometimes, when you start adding all these things up, we are having a hell of a time with revenue. A hell of a time with revenue. Everybody knows it. We may be getting ready to lose $2 million more that goes straight to the law enforcement. Mm-hmm. We may have a bunch of felons turned loose on us by Brown, even though he says he won't do it. He says, oh, no, the money will follow us. I trust him at his word. But then we've got so many other things going here, and then this is just one other that's going on. We're going to have to buckle down here and get tight. To make it through this group.
Well, and the thing with it is, it just an extension of what you're talking about. The police department, since early 08, is down 21 sworn police officers. I call them pistol packers. We're going to lose an additional three here shortly. One is moving to Fort Bragg to become the police chief, and then two of them are retiring. So we're down 24 police officers, which gives us a total number of pistol packers, of people out protecting us, a total number that is relative to 1985 population in the city of Redding. And to be truthful, I haven't gone back, and I should go back and check and see what that population was. But it wasn't 90,000 like it is right now. So we're in debt. We don't have the money. We're laying police officers off, and not filling their positions after they retire, and yet our population is high. And then you just mentioned we're going to have convicts coming back home and being turned loose.
Well, now there's that possibility. We've been talking about this retro, whatever they call it, this retro program or something, where they turn them loose early. But Brown has said he's not going to do that unless he has the money to send with them. But, like in many other programs, it may have money the first year, but about the second and third year. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the economy taking a big upswing. Nothing's happened. President Obama's ratings have bumped up 9 points since what's happened, taking out that terrorist. Okay, that's fine. But we've still got almost 9% unemployment. We still have 300-something thousand people, or 400-something thousand people a week going in there to for unemployment. We still have the problems of businesses moving out, the problems of taxes and no money and no businesses. And in Shasta County is a little microcosm of all of this.
Well, also keep in mind now, the unemployment in Shasta County is 17.1.
Well, it's in reality, it's probably 25 if you
true.
Look at it.
True.
But it's, you know, and that's right. There's the other thing. And so, you know, the other part is what we bringing in for business. What's going on with that? You see some, you know, you see some businesses trying to start. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's, you know, being in the city council right now, and we've got to take a break, is not an easy job.
No, it's not.
And the only way we're going to try and make all this work is everybody's going to have to come together on this and bite the bullet for a couple of years, and we can start expanding out. That's my, just my opinion. Hey, we've got to take a break. I'm sorry, Gary, we brought you on to talk about this, and I'm just going to get going. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:20 in the morning. It's 63 degrees. We're heading for like 90 today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're chatting and streaming on KCNR1460.com, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Good old mom. She cooks, cleans, does the laundry, drives you around, helps with schoolwork, and so much more. On her special day, join us at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for our very special Mother's Day brunch. She deserves it. Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. Mother's Day favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Plus, a couple of special chef creations whipped up just for Mother's Day. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and the best mom ever. It's an entertainment sensation you'll only find at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving your mom this Sunday for Mother's Day brunch, where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, for you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone. Order online at waterworksparkpark.com or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredsEventRentals.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bot. Linda is still recovering from that, from her torn retina being tacked down, and that's what they call it. It's kind of like being tacked down, like you would tack weld something. You build a wall around the torn part, and that keeps any of the liquid from oozing out. Yeah, I know. It was intriguing just to watch. It was really interesting to watch how he does this, but it builds up like a dam around it. Anyway, it's 8:24 in the morning. It's May the 4th. It's 63 degrees out there. We're heading toward 90. Our guest is Gary Cadd. Now, Gary can't stay the whole hour with us, but what happened? There's something big with REU that was said last night, and this on it. You know what? This ought to make you just happy. This ought to make you just warm the cockles of your heart here.
Well, the thing that's coming up, and Mr. Hoosier had mentioned this last night in the REU report that he gave. We know that the state has been pushing to have 33% of all electrical production come from what they call green or renewable sources. Those renewable sources are bio, solar, wind. But hearken, I don't hear anything about hydro in there. And the reason you don't hear hydro, because hydro is not involved in it. And the reason it's not is because there's one heck of a problem between PG&E and Southern California Edison. Seems that PG&E has hydro and Southern California Edison does not. So the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, just took that hydro completely out of the scope. Now, the thing that really bugs and bothers me is the fact that Southern California Edison and PG&E are publicly traded companies. We here in Redding have a municipal utility, which is REU. They're two separate kinds of companies, and yet the state lumps them both together. Now, we could be way over our projection if we could count hydro. We got the dam out here, and there's several other hydro areas that we have. But the governor, this bill, XBX12, and this designation is Senate Bill Exceptional Session, or Extraordinary Session 1, Bill Number 2, which is a long, the legislature takes a long way around about getting things done. But anyway, the governor, in his signing message for this bill, made this statement: our state has enormous renewable resource potential. I would like to see us pursue even more far-reaching targets. With the amount of renewable resources coming online and prices dropping, I think 40% at a reasonable cost will be well within our grasp. Number one, I don't know where prices are dropping. If somebody does, let me know.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that is, Paul Hughes has been on several times. And Paul said he has the same, whether you agree with it or not, on how we do this, how we do that. But the one thing I don't think anybody's disagreeing on is the fact that going to renewable energy is costing us money. And it's going to cost us money, mm-hmm. because the assets aren't there. And we can't count, like we said, hydro. And then when we try to do a biomass, they try to open up something down. I think it was in Anderson, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Biomass furnace there to produce electricity.
Right.
They got fought to a standstill on that by environmentalists. That they're, that these ongoing fights about, dams, take the dams out, let the dams stay in. This whole thing is going to cost us money. I mean, we don't have the assets that are cheap enough yet to go to all this, to go to all the renewable resources.
No, we don't. And of course, the least expensive one is hydro. In the long run, I mean, all these other three that we've mentioned here, not mentioning that the environmentalists are screaming and yelling, but the cost just to keep them up and to do business is completely out of the realm.
Well, then look at what they're talking about with the tank lines. How many millions of dollars that was going to cost? How many people it was going to disrupt over the possibility of having thermal power out of that?
I think that was solar. No, wind. That was wind up here.
Well, the thing about wind is wind doesn't always blow every day, and then you know everything it takes to make all this work. Yes, we need to break the chain. Get off the fossil fuels.
Well, see, what another thing too? They're demanding that all this be produced in California, and it would be a lot easier for us if we could bring it in from other areas. Now, granted, I understand they would produce more jobs in California, but that's just constructing, for the most part, constructing these different plants that you'd put in. But we have to stop and look at what it's going to cost us per month for our electricity. That's where the bottom line comes in. And right now, we're sitting with the state government is not our best friend in some of the issues that are going on. But I get.
No, you're right. We need to get Paul back on and talk to him about the cost here, because we can't. It keeps going up. This percentage. I think it's in the space of 3 or 4 years, it goes up 50% mm-hmm. more. You're paying 50% more right. on what you did pay.
Right.
And well, it's not going to get any better. And in fact, you're going to. I think in this period of 7 years, I think it's almost like 100% more. I don't see how people can afford this.
Well, people can afford that. And I've talked to Paul about this. He and I have discussed this. And I have recommended to him that he let the folks know what this problem between PG&E and Southern California Edison is, and you know, put the problem out where the problem needs to be.
Well, he's spoken about it here. It's, you know, the thing about it is it's got to go to Lamoff and Nielsen,
right?
And we need to get this. But I have a feeling that, you know, where you're going to how many ducks can you bring in on this fight? We got to take a break here for the news. It's Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 8:30 in the morning, May the 4th. It's 62 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. CIA Director Leon Panetta says, yes, waterboarded terror suspects provided clues that led the U.S. to find and kill Osama bin Laden. One high-profile suspect at Guantanamo Bay appears to have been a key link.
A senior U.S. official tells Fox News, captured terrorist Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave up the name of the courier that led us to bin Laden 3 or 4 months after he was waterboarded.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder wants the spirit of the mission in Pakistan to extend across other government challenges.
I hope it will inspire a renewed commitment to collaboration across party lines, branches of responsibility, and agencies so that we can effectively address the most pressing challenges facing the American people.
Holder on Capitol Hill. Four people were killed today when Muammar Gaddafi forces bombed a Libyan port. It happened while an international aid ship was docked there. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pike-out poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Thursday, May 5th, listen to the live mariachi band, the Mariachi Santa Maria Trio, under a palapas. And watch as the newly renovated Elements Patio transforms into a little piece of the Mexican Riviera. Enjoy a delicious Mexican buffet, $7.95, $2 Coronas, $3 Margaritas on the Rocks, party favors and fun. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not. We're on the spot with Linda Bott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that.
Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is recovering from that little eye exercise she did the other day. May the 4th, 8:35 in the morning, 65 degrees. We're heading for 90. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, and if you're a veteran, you get a discount. And in fact, Bad Bob, you look so much better today, and why is that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did go to Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday, and I believe it was DC took care of my hair and trimmed the beard and got rid of those caterpillars crawling above my eyes, and I feel like a whole new man. And
even your ears look lower.
And I can safely report there was man stuff on the TV.
There you go, because it's man's last stronghold, my friends, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Gary Cadden. Okay, Gary's got to leave a little bit early today. So tell us what your final group here.
Well, my final thoughts that I'd like to bring up is last night I got up and spoke on the closed session issues, which were labor negotiations for the Reading Police Officers Association, labor negotiations for the electric employees, electrical workers, and then labor negotiations for all represented and unrepresented employees. The represented and unrepresented portion of their negotiations were talking about closing City Hall one day a week, one day a month. I'm not exactly sure just how that's going to work out as to how many days they're going to have to shut it down, but it's the initial negotiations they're looking at. But the other two negotiations, the reason I keep getting up and speaking to council on these issues is because council has given out five contracts so far this year. Three of them were just for one individual, and then there were two others that were for multiple individuals. One of them, I believe, was up around 60 people. And they have given raises in these instances. We are living in a time that the city is broke, or darn near broke. We need to start having the employees start paying their share of their pension, and also making other cuts that we need to make. Right now, we're $26 million been cut out of the budget. We're down 21 sworn police officers and 13 public service officers. We're going to lose three more of those. The fire department, we have one fire station closed. We have 13 firefighters that have been laid off or positions retired and positions not refilled. So right now in the police department we have 98 sworn police officers, pistol packers. That would equate to probably 1985 population figures in the city. So I keep reminding council that we need to make cuts. We need to hold the lines. We not only
where would they make cuts at, Gary?
Well, they're going to have to. Number one, all the employees start paying their share of their
what about pension. Furloughs that they're talking about one day a week?
Well, we're going to have to. It's either going to be one of two things. We either start taking a knife and start cutting more employees, and the biggest part of this indebtedness is the public safety, police and fire. So we're going to have to keep cutting more, or we're going to have to start cutting back on the time that the
Twice a month. Right now, they're looking at California is looking at a shorter school year to save billions and billions of dollars. Cut out two or three days or 4 days, frankly, I see no problem with either one of those ideas, that you're furloughing people or are you cutting the school days back by 5 days and for a period of time. Let's look at this and just say, we need to keep our front line of defense there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they've got to also take bite the bullet here, as everybody else has. Even Social Security recipients would probably need this the most. They don't get a cost of living increased. Military retirees don't get a cost of living increased for the last 2 years. And so, it's a time of thing is that, okay, let's look at people taking furloughs. Let's look at cutting down the school year, and let's all tighten it up, everybody together here for 2 or 3 years, and then let's,
start
as it starts, as we start going back up, then we start
making sense and, okay, you bit in the bullet, we all work together, okay, here's that increase, but we never get in this situation again where we're just spending.
Well, if we had a police and fire department that were staffed at levels that they should be staffed at right now, we would be in good shape. We can start working away. But when we're so far down, 13 firemen down.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying is we've got to take, if we're going to hold the line, then we've got to cut off. We've got to start cutting money from someplace. Let's look at the furloughs. Let's look at something like that. And let's put a finite thing on this that says, okay, in 2 years, we're going to go back and relook at this. I tell you what. We've got to go on a break here, and then Mike, as soon as we come back, we'll get to you. All right, and Gary's going to stay for this. Okay, let's take a quick break, and Mike, we'll get to you right after this message.
Yellow shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday, it's the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 25 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading. 226-0992. Front body work and large vehicles biased.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, Dish Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Call local. Dish Satellite, 244-1988. Call Doug Tooley. Our guest is Gary Cadd. We have Mike on the line. Mike, you are on the air.
Hi, Gary. I have a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
If the city is in dire straits like they claim they are, have they considered contracting out to the Sheriff's Department for fire and police services like L.A. County Sheriff's Department has done for so many years now and been very effective at it,
in addition
to Riverside Sheriff's Department and several other sheriff's departments in Southern California.
Yes, the city has looked into that. They did that, I guess it's been about a year ago they looked into it, in that they talked to the sheriff about it, and in that they decided that they weren't going to go in that direction. But, yes, they have looked at it, and maybe it's time to start looking at something like that again.
It's a huge cost saver, and they would absorb the employees. Their offices are here centrally located. It would make sense. Cal Fire's here centrally located. Would make perfect sense to do it.
Well, it would, and now is probably the time that we're probably going to be forced to go back and take a real strong look at something like that. I don't know that I'm advocating it, but I probably am advocating that we do look at it and see how the numbers work out and how it would be handled.
it would really force the hand of the city because a lot of times they don't want to give up that control. And let's face it, Reading Police Department has some of the highest quality people, men and women working there that you could ask for in Northern California.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, the fire department is great, too. There's no argument about that,
and along with the fire department.
Right.
And, you know, Mike, I remember when they looked at it, and this when this came up, and it was well over a year ago, but we were still in a lot of trouble. And I think Sheriff Pasenko said by the time they got into this that it was the cost of it. It was not going to be a cost savings. Now, that may have been a short-run cost. But in the long run, maybe it's something to think about.
But we need to
get so far outside the box to figure out how we can bring money back into our city and out in our county. And to save money, I think it's time to look at everything one more time.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for the call. Okay, Gary, thanks a lot. And I know you have to run. Last thoughts?
Last thoughts. It's a beautiful day. Reading is a beautiful place, and I think that that we do have problems within the city, but I think we all need to be working on it. And the reason I come on the show and go to all these meetings is just to let the folks in the community know what's going on. And I really appreciate the time with you, Carl. So,
well, Gary, you are our guy. You've gone to every city council meeting except for one, since Reading was an inception, right? In the 1880s, right?
No, actually, January of 07.
Oh, 07. Okay, 07. I thought it was
a little closer date, but yeah.
When you said 07, I thought 1907.
Yeah,
but no, you meant 2007. Okay, I'm just slight. Gary, thanks a lot for always coming in here and giving us your insight on it, and
you're
also the plan. The next one is the city charter.
Yeah.
We also take a look at that too.
Right.
That's another thing that we need to.
Okay.
Keep watching. Okay, Gary, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us. Now, we want to talk about a couple other things, too, you know, here tonight. We've got a few minutes left. We're going to have medical people on this week. We're going to be talking about Obama health care. And by the way, and I said it in the blog. I have a blog, of course, Time Under the Helmet for Reading.com, the Record Searchlight. It doesn't keep me from mentioning several things about the Record Searchlight, but they do. I so support the idea of a local newspaper here. And I see stories about how newspaper circulation continues to fall. And it's at most of the largest U.S. newspapers. I know that the Record Searchlight is holding the line someplace in there. And, you know, the problems, of course, is being online. And how big an impact does that have on the sale of daily papers? But that most all the large papers went down in their circulation, even though they've got a new way of counting circulation. They've allowed that publishers to include free copies given to newspaper employees and local schools. Before that, copies had to be bought to be counted. So if you give out 10,000 to local schools and employees, that 10,000 counts in your circulation. Now, I don't know if the Record Searchlight does that or not, but they are part of a larger unit. Anyway, of course, circulation means a difference in how much they can charge in advertising. Other things is when we talked about cutting things back here, this is one of the ideas. Do we cut the school year? With a shorter school year, how much would that harm the students if you cut 4 or 5 days out? It seems like, you know, it's a 180-day schedule. They're cutting 2 or 3 days out here and there. If we cut out 3 or 4 days and it's, you know, throughout the state, or even 5 days, and that saves $1 billion, you know, or more. We would say probably more than that. You know, do we cut, instead of having, like 14 days at Christmas off, would you have 12 days off at Christmas? You know, so and those kind of things. Or just shortening it by a week, let people out sooner. This kind of thing is, again, we have to be looking out all over the place. How do we cut money? Even if it's only temporary, even if it's only for 2 years, we can't keep spending the way we're doing. So let's just, you know, take this proverbial, let's all bite the bullet right now and suck it up for a couple years and then go back and revisit it. If we have to cut back on this, if we don't give cost of living increases, if people have to pay their health costs and their retirement in the CalPERS, maybe that's what everybody should do for 2 years till we get this thing going. I mean, and then make cuts across the board and other stuff. I mean, they're cutting veterans programs, they're cutting mental health programs, they're cutting all this. We are spending too much money.
And in Redding's case, we just don't make enough money. They have cut and cut and cut, and they're going to cut more because there's just less and less money coming in. And it's not going to get any better here in the near future, unfortunately. So what do we have to do? How can we do this? You know, maybe we ought to, you know, put together our own panel and just say, how do we save money? How do we save money in this town and get people from all different points of view in here? And Bad Bob, that's a good idea. I'm going to tell Ann to get on this one. You know, let's bring in some experts for, you know, we did a emergency preparedness for a week. Maybe we can do a 2 or 3 hours of what would you do? To bring us back into the black, or at least stop the hemorrhaging and pay the bills here in Reading. What do you think, Bad Bob?
I think that's an excellent idea. You know, some thoughts come to mind. Close some of the school facilities, go to a year-round schedule, and spread the classes out. Those buildings sit idle how many months out of the year?
Well, I mean, we should rent them out to, training camps or something. But, no, I mean, you know, but that year-round thing, that's, you know, some states have gone to that. Some school systems have gone to that, go year-round. And that way that they're not, but then you get into, okay, so, but you cut back on all the electricity and all these things to keep them running, and now you would bump them back up again. So does that, you know, you're going to be saving money that way. Yeah, I mean, teachers get paid, X amount of dollars, and they can either get paid monthly or they can get it all paid during the 9 months, and, they're off. But that's another thing to look at. What about that? Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:50 in the morning on May the 4th. It's 66. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Gold Leaf Nursery is tomato headquarters. If you've had trouble growing tomatoes, let us help you with the right soil amendments to get you started right. If you're an old pro at growing tomatoes, we have over 50 varieties and counting. Yes, we have grafted tomatoes. Grafted tomatoes? That's right. Super disease-resistant rootstocks with heirloom varieties grafted on top. Tomatio tomatoes, considered one of the world's best tomatoes, we have those also. We have so many new varieties this year, you have to try this one though. Orange Glow Watermelon. Basketball-sized watermelon that tastes like tropical fruit punch. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a full line of organic soils and fertilizers that really work. Bob and John's Organics, Denali Gold for that real kick into the soil. And we have beneficial bugs, praying mantis, ladybugs, whitefly and spider mite controlling insects, and mason bees and also their habitats. Come check us out at Gold Leaf Nursery. We're a quarter mile from Airport Road and across the street from Sand Trap Restaurant and Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Tickets are now on sale for the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. Linda is still recovering from her Rye adventure. It's 8:54 in the morning on May the 4th, and it is 66 degrees. You know, every time I look there, it goes up another degree there, Bad Bob.
I know. Well, you know, long-timers will remember that normally by rodeo weekend, we've brushed the century mark, and then it eases off a little bit.
Speaking of rodeo weekend, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, Espresso Joe's, great cigar humidor, great walk-in humidor, places to meet with your friends, free Wi-Fi. They support the community. They support veterans. They've been in business for 35 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be here for Reading Rodeo. Gunnery Sergeant McConnell told us that the other day. Now, this is a group of Marines that are mounted on American Mustangs.
Ooh.
That come out of Barstow, California. I'm telling you, if you haven't heard about it now, you've heard about it now. If you haven't heard about it till now, now you've heard about it. Gordon Bach and the Asphalt Cowboys and are all pumped up over this one. Mayor MacArthur. Missy MacArthur is putting together a special proclamation. We're trying to get something from the county. We've just got all types of things. This is the first time a Marine unit, active duty Marine unit, has marched in one of our parades up here. And they are leading it with, and I believe they look like Palominos. And, wait a minute, there's more.
Cool fact.
They've just been at the, yeah, they've just at the White House. And this is something they, you know, this is something they do. And this is, we are, I think we're really, you know, honored to have them. But they wanted to come here. We told them about Reading and who we were up here. And I'm not going to tell you what they had to do to get here. But they, you know what, they pulled some strings so they could participate in our rodeo in our town. I'm very proud of the fact that they decided to do that. Because they did not have to come here. They could have gone to other places. But they chose Reading. They chose to play in our swimming pool. And I am just watching Bad Bob right now, trying to write, keep the phone going, and keep the board going at one time. All right, let's go to the phone. Nancy, good morning.
Well, good Nancy. Morning, Carl. I hear you're holding.
You've turned me off, Bob.
There. Hello?
Hold on.
Bob? Hello?
I'm here.
I can't hear anything, Bob. Bob, are we on now?
Headphones.
Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
here?
I don't know what happened except Bob was turning off everything here. The new board, new board, and Bob's such a youngster. What's up, Nancy?
I'm just calling to say, hey, we are holding Linda in our positive thoughts and prayers, and I'm so glad you guys caught that before it got any worse. My grandmother had that, and laser surgery saved her eyes. Her eye. That is so good. We're holding her in our prayer. How's she doing?
She's doing fine. It was, like I said, when they do that, when you've got a torn retina, the danger is, like, some people can have a torn retina for a long time. It's when the liquid starts to build up or starts to leak out of there that can lead to a detached retina. Once it's detached, that's a serious operation. What they do with the torn retina is they just kind of like tack it down with, in this case, a laser beam, build a little wall around it. Now they can also freeze it, which is what they used to do, but he felt like that was going, you know, that was going to be too big a procedure. So yes, we were very, very happy that Dr. Leah found it and got us up there. So but thank you so much, Nancy.
Thinking about that. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, you know what, before we leave, I want to talk some more about remind everybody, in case you didn't hear at the beginning, is, you know, everybody's been so engrossed and focused on Osama bin Laden being killed, that we also had another death that affects us up here. 23-year-old Preston Dennis, an Army specialist, was killed on his second tour in Afghanistan. This was a tour that, you know, he went back early so he could be with his mates. And he was killed in Kandahar province by an IED, an improvised explosive device. He's got his family lives here in Reading. His mother, Martha, and his wife, Heather,
And they met at Dutch Brothers Coffee Shop in Reading. He went to the College of the Siskiyous. He wanted to go into law enforcement, but he was also like he was active in sports. He went to school in Modoc at the high school there, and his family is here. And the part is that sometimes we forget about how hard that it is for families that wait. And we forget sometimes that our heroes are out there and that our heroes have they paid the ultimate price. Anyway, this is Army Specialist Preston Dennis. He is back at Dover right now. They've returned him to Dover. And they're going to be bringing him out here, and he will be laid with honors at IGO. And we'll let you know what's going on with that. But again, he's a hero. And remember, you know, when I say remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Preston Dennis.